On this episode of The Playbook, I have Daniel Blake, the VP of U.S. Value Brands, Anheuser-Busch, and we're going to talk about giving cheers to the compassionate capitalists, how we can drink beer to get kids out of debt for college. That's right. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
All right, this is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I am so excited. I have Daniel Blake. He is the VP of U.S. Value Brands. Now, that may not mean a lot to a lot of you, but when I say Anheuser-Busch, Natural Light, and Busch Beer, everybody will light up because now we're talking about true entrepreneurial spirit, great marketing, advertising to a specific spectrum. Thank you, Daniel, for joining me.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Really excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, you know, everybody dreams about working in sports. I dream about working for an alcohol distributor or manufacturer. So you have my dream job.
I have to tell you, it is a dream job. The stuff we get to work on is a lot of fun. So I think a lot of people are jealous, and I'm excited to tell you about some of the things we've got going on.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, we talk about learning to love what you do, and the people that are able to learn to love what they do and find what they love seem to end up in positions that fulfill, you know, that dream. And I find that Anheuser-Busch and Value Brands, you guys are really good at being open to, you know, dreams of entrepreneurs and providing, you know, great service with a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, beer is a social product and it's all about bringing people together. Right. And so we want to overthink what our role is, in the world and what our role is in the lives of our consumers. You know, we want to bring some fun, some levity, joy, and where we can, you know, do good and try to make the world a better place as well.
And all those things are so important today with compressed uncertainty and accelerated change. But it's really important. I mean, obviously, alcohol sales are going up. People want to be social. They want to relax. And, you know, we have this kind of new, my daughter turned 21, for example, during this period of time. And so we had to have a virtual party.
And yeah, that's great. That's right.
It was really fun. And we had some of your products there, just so you know.
Good.
But, you know, I think the nice thing about it is that you can bring peace and joy to difficult situations because of the energy that the brand carries and always has historically.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting time right now, too, because, like I said, beer, it's a social product. It's all about bringing people together. But right now, most of our messages are about, you know, staying home, staying apart, but bringing people together, through, you know, whether it's Skyping, Zooming, whatever it is. So there's actually a pretty cool project we just launched on Busch a few weeks ago, where it's Busch Trivia Night. So our Busch guy, who's our spokesman, is holding Trivia Night Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. People can win prizes, they can comment and engage. And we're also giving people a chance to donate to the U.S. Bartenders Guild. It's an organization that helps a lot of these people that can't work during this time. And we're matching dollar for dollar the contributions during this trivia night. It's just a cool way to bring people together while still encouraging them to stay at home, be responsible, be safe. So, you know, having to shift how we think about bringing people together has been a really interesting challenge for us over the last month or so.
You know, it's awesome. And then also on the Natty side of things, you guys have some really fun things going on. I think you have three daughters that are teenagers, two are in college, one that's closer to graduating. Obviously, commencement is one of the biggest losses for anyone graduating.
We saw, you know, a ton of articles, a lot of comments about people just really being upset that they lost their in-person commencement, their graduation ceremony. It's kind of the capstone moment for their career. And so for Natty, we announced last week that we're holding a worldwide virtual commencement. We're actually doing this partially live, hosted by Amanda Cirney, great speakers. We just talked about Mark Cuban, Jane Lynch, Erica Nardini. We have a number of more people that we're going to announce in the coming weeks. But this is a way for people to tune in with a beer, totally acceptable, and enjoy some great speeches from people that actually want to hear about that have real world experience. And we're going to have some fun during the process as well. So a lot of people missing out on their commencement, but we're trying to give it back to them in a kind of unique and fun way.
That's awesome. And Erica's a good friend of mine, and I'm having Jake throw my name into the ring because it's something I want to get involved with. I want the Natty and Bush Toast Challenge. So the Dave Meltzer, where I want to have everyone send in videos of their toast for their family members that are graduating. They have to be holding, obviously, a beer when they give that. Social distancing cheers. But, you know, please throw my name into the ring because I have dreamed. If I was going to do commencement speech, that's the one I want to do. And I, with Mark and my friends in there, I could not imagine something even better.
You got it. And I love that idea. We might take that from you.
Oh, awesome. You can take it. It's all yours. Just allow me to give some little presence in the commencement of fulfilling dreams of people. So that's awesome.
You got it.
Fulfilling dreams. You know, it is, you know, working with your brand for so many years as I ran Lee Steinberg and Warren Moon and I have had a marketing and media company for years. You know, there is a certain imaginative level. You're a marketing person in the end, right? A vice president. And I love the idea of creativity and allowing the monetization side to occur through just being creative. You know, the brand allows things to happen. You're organic and authentic about what you're providing. And then you just allow, you know, in the brands that you work with, allow things to happen. You know, where does that culture come from? Because right now culture is so important in a company.
We really see it throughout the company, to be honest. I think all of our brands are taking this mentality of putting people first or consumers first. And what that means is trying to understand the role that we play in their lives, how we can bring them together and how we can make it better. So, you know, for Natural Light, you know, it's all about helping people kind of go to that next stage in life, become an adult, whether it's through graduation or during the commencement. We've taken a big stand on college debt. It's one of the big social issues facing young people today. 45 million Americans have college debt. It's $1.5 trillion of debt in the U.S. And so we just launched this program helping people pay down their college debt 3 years ago. We made a 10-year, $10 million commitment. So we're giving away $1 million every year to help just ease the burden. We want them to look back on college for all the fun times, the fond memories they have, and not look back on it, college with all the burden of debt that sometimes follows. So, you know, just playing a role in people's lives, trying to give back a little bit. And I think a big thing for our brands, especially Natural Light and Bush, is just being consistent. I think a lot of times you see brands kind of jumping from one thing to the next and people question why a brand is talking about the things that they're talking about. I think knowing, again, who your consumer is and then just being totally comfortable in talking about it in new ways, but consistently. So, you know, year three of college debt. On the Bush side, we've supported organizations like the National Forest Foundation and Ducks Unlimited, these wildlife conservation organizations, and just being consistent with that, bring new news, but being consistent with who you are and what you stand for, I think is really important.
Yeah, and with that consistency too, you have to keep yourself in the forefront of especially your demographic, the minds of the consumer. And so, you know, I always say quality content consistently, and that's the distinction that I give, you know, not just your two brands, but a lot of the Anheuser-Busch brands in general. It's not that, you know, they've had, you know, just consistency with their content. It's like Disney. There's a reason Disney has started with a black and white mouse, a Steamboat Willie. But if you look on YouTube, which even Disney could not even imagined, you know, 470 million views on the Mickey Mouse Club. I feel your brands are the exact same way, that as I look back in my sports career, my college career, as a sports executive career, the consistent quality content has come from your company. And I still talk about, you know, certain campaigns as if they were, you know, I'm old, but like a TV show like MASH, you know, like I'm reminiscing about MASH and a lot of your brands, I reminisce about the actually marketing campaigns. I use them as examples, you know, being a leader in the entrepreneurial space and marketing space of what you should do today. If you, on a personal brand, you have a very strong signal, you know your spectrum that you're trying to reach, but a very clear quality message.
For sure, for sure. And I think that the thing that we pride ourselves on, if you look at some of the commercials, the content, you know, on Bush that were out in the 70s and 80s, you know, kind of outdoor, rugged mentality. And then you look at the content we have today, you know, you can see where it comes from. It's 30, 40 years later, but you can kind of see that consistency. And, you know, we try to bring new news and freshen it up. But, you know, for someone who was a fan of the brand, you know, 3 decades ago, it should still resonate with them today. Just trying to bring new news to it. And then also with the programs that we do, you know, being comfortable bringing them back. You know, last year on Bush, we actually got our Bush guy, our spokesman, legally ordained as a minister. We had people apply to have him actually marry them. And he married one lucky couple in Wisconsin last year. We knew we wanted to bring the program back because the response was so positive. But obviously times are different and we want to make sure it's still relevant. So we just launched it earlier today, actually, where for any couple whose wedding plans had been impacted by everything going on in the world, we want to hear their story. We want to know how they're still celebrating. And they have a chance to win Bush for a year as a early wedding gift. Still, you know, similar program, but a way to bring new news to it and obviously be relevant in today's time period.
You know, I'm just surprised that people in Wisconsin drink beer. Nobody goes to University of Madison, right?
You got a lot of fans in Wisconsin.
To that point, you know, sometimes it's difficult when things are challenging to market with humor. And mm-hmm. to, you know, have certain things that are fun. And I've seen several different brands that I work with tippy toe through that. Although I think, you know, leaning in and sticking to the consistent nature while you're doing good, right? And there always seems to be a corporate tie-in to a cause, a philanthropic effort that is synergistic to what like the real issues are, because you have like a real brand, right? This is a real American brand. And, you know, if you were dealing in the philanthropic side with like, oh, you know, something so far out there, you know, and still philanthropic, and I'm not, you know, downplaying it, but a lot of people don't align their philanthropy with their brand as well. And you guys have been consistent in aligning that and knowing the customer and probably attracting even more customers for life from the philanthropic side than even just the commercial side of the cleverness doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's been an interesting challenge because to your point, you know, there's a lot of brands doing good in the world right now. You know, Anheuser-Busch is no different, but again, the role our product plays is about fun and joy and bring people together. And, you know, I feel like I'm in a fortunate position. Our team is in a fortunate position where we can do both. We can have fun, bring people together, and still do good in the world. You know, there's a number of programs we're doing. Another one on Bush we launched a few weeks ago is around making sure we're supporting animal shelters. We saw a lot of feedback that animal shelters were having to shut down because of the social distancing, and they were concerned about where the animals were going. They didn't have anywhere to go, and there were calls to action to have people apply to adopt or foster dogs. We saw this. We partnered with a great organization called Midwest Animal Rescue in Minnesota and encouraged people to apply to foster dogs, adopt dogs. And we threw in a little incentive for anyone that whose application was accepted. We were going to give them 3 months free Bush to sweeten the pot. And the response has been amazing. The people at Midwest Animal Rescue said they got 10 times more applications when we made the announcement than they were getting previously. And now they have homes for all of their animals. So there's a way to have fun, bring people together, and still do good, which I think is really the role that we want to play right now. And it's important that brands are doing that in today's time.
Going back to your playbook to success, a lot of people, you know, always look at people in your position and they'll say, yeah, I wonder how he got that job. And it wasn't overnight, right? You built up skills, you acquired knowledge, you asked for help. And, you know, I can tell already you hold that one Meltzer thread, which I call you must be what you can be. And most people, you can't make it to a position that you're having fun and making money and helping people unless you have that desire. What did you study in school and what do you actually think you were going to do coming out compared to where you are today?
That's a great question. So I, undergrad, I studied political science and international affairs. I, I went to school in Washington, D.C. I thought I was going to go into government or politics, and very, very quickly realized I did not want to go into government or politics. And so worked for a little bit, went to business school at University of Virginia, Darden, loved it, UVA. It's a great school, and Charlottesville is a beautiful town. And then found Anheuser-Busch through that program. And I've been just really incredibly fortunate to work for a company like Anheuser-Busch, and you know, the opportunities that they give people to grow, to challenge themselves, to try new things is really unique. And so, you know, I've just been incredibly lucky to be where I am today.
Now, you were educated and have a graduate school degree. One of the things I ask about entrepreneurship is there a certain level of investment or debt that you think as advice, you know, that an education, you know, whether, you know, you're a doctor or a lawyer, I took $100,000 of loans and I always give my advice saying, man, I wouldn't borrow more than $100,000 to go to school because I wouldn't want that pressure. And it, but is there for you, you deal in financial literacy, you deal in helping with student debt for those kids that have to borrow to go, is there to you a certain range that is safe, do you think, to go and put that investment into going to school?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think everyone's situation is different. I don't think it's a one size fits all. So, you know, I think everyone needs to think about, you know, what they're hoping to get out of their education, you know, what their dream job is and how that education helps set them up to go achieve it. And as you know, everyone is different. Everyone has different plans for their life. So it's a tough question to answer. I think the one thing that we as a company and as Natural Light and me personally, you know, feel is that, you know, we want people to look back on that time, you know, whether it's undergrad or graduate school, proudly and fondly, because, you know, it's some of the best time, best memories, best friends you're going to make. And we want people to look back on that positively and not feel that stress, that burden that comes with that debt. So, you know, whatever we can do, as a brand, we feel like it's important to do so. You know, again, this is why we feel so importantly about the college debt program. Year three, 10-year commitment. It's something that we want to talk about for a really long time because we feel really strongly about it.
Yeah, I think like any investment, when you look at school, it is an investment in yourself, and it's time and risk tolerance are the two things to look at. Make sure you know how long you have and what your risk tolerance is for what you're going to make. Last question. You know, believe in all industries and all entrepreneurs, whether they work for big companies like you or a solopreneur, freelancer, which is becoming more and more popular and common. Life is about lessons, and these lessons, they'll keep coming until you learn, and they result in pain if you haven't learned them, mental, physical, spiritual, even financial pain. Through your career, which you've done so well and you've landed in a position that you love, what's the number one lesson that you've learned so far?
Man, that's a great question. I think the first thing that comes to mind is approaching every day, every project, every interaction as both an opportunity and as a learning lesson. I think if you go into those projects and those interactions wanting and willing to learn, you're always going to be better the next time around, the next day, the next project. And when you approach those projects or interactions, they feel like work, they become work, and they're less useful, and you're going to develop yourself less. So just having that mindset where you want to learn and challenge yourself, I think is super important, and that allows you to be successful as you progress in your career. I think that's the most important lesson that I've really taken to heart in my career.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to finish up with a Dave Meltzer, Natty Light, and Bush.
There you go.
Spit toast for you. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. It's absolutely a pleasure having you on here, Blake. I appreciate your time. This is Dave Meltzer. Be kind to your future self, Natty Light, and Bush. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.